The Guiding Hand of Implicit Egotism. As part of a recent podcast interview, the host played for me some pre-recorded synopses of my material. I was impressed, and during a break, I complimented him. "You have an excellent reading voice," I said. "Do you perhaps also do book recording?" His stunning reply, "David, that's your voice." It had been replayed from summaries I'd recorded months earlier. After my embarrassed laughter subsided, we both realized that I had illustrated the big idea in my book's first chapter on implicit egotism. Implicit egotism is an often unconscious tendency to like things we associate with ourselves. For example, people tend to prefer the letters of their own name and the numbers of their birthday. We also like better people who look like us, such as someone whose face has been subtly blended via image morphing with our own. Likewise, it seems, we may also prefer unrecognized voices that sound like ours. "I hear you yawning. You needed research to know that we love ourselves and things that resemble us," you might say, but consider the surprising variety of implicit egotism's unexpected manifestations. One is the name residence effect. Philadelphia, having many more people than Jacksonville, has, no surprise, 2.2 times more men named Jack. But Philadelphia also has 10.4 times more men named Philip. The same goes for Virginia Beach, which has a disproportionate number of women named Virginia, and St. Louis, which, compared to the national average, has 49% more men named Louis. It seems we're drawn toward places that, even unconsciously, remind us of ourselves. If that finding by social psychologist Brett Pelham doesn't surprise you, consider an even weirder phenomenon the researchers uncovered. People seem to gravitate to careers resembling their names. In the United States, Dennis, Jerry, and Walter have been equally popular names, but dentists have twice as often been named Dennis as the equally popular Jerry or Walter. But does Pelham have cause and effect reversed? For example, aren't towns and streets often named after people whose descendants stick around? And are people in Virginia more likely to name girls with a state name? Are Georgians more likely to christen their babies Georgia or George? Likely so, grants Pelham. But does that, he asks, explain why states have an excess of people sharing a last name similarity? Moreover, he reports, people are more likely to move to states and cities with name resemblances. Virginia to Virginia and Texas to Texas, for example. I thought of this playful surname occupation research, this seeming liking for occupations and places that resemble one's name, when reading a paper on the cognition of bears, co-authored by Michael Barron. Next up in my reading pile was, and I'm not making this up, work on crows problem-solving skills led by Chris Bird. Soon after, I was reading about interventions for lifting youth out of depression, pioneered by Sally Mary. And that took my delighted mind to important books on animal behavior by Robin Fox and Lionel Tiger, and to the Birds of North America volume by Chandler Robbins, and to my friend who recalled his parents' hot water system being installed by two men named Plumber and Leak. To be sure, implicit egotism is but a modest influence on our preferences. Yet it introduces us to a larger reality, the surprising scale and power of the unseen implicit mind. I've spent my life learning about the fascinating quirks of the human mind, though I'm by no means immune to them. I thought the pre-recorded voice was beautiful before learning that it was actually my own. As the great researcher of cognitive biases Amos Tversky once said of his work with Daniel Kahneman, "All our problems fooled us, too."